Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I hope you've checked out my website lately. I hope if you haven't, you go there today. Check it out. It's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes on Sunday by email, every Sunday. We're almost, we're about to go into we're about to finish our sixth year, about to go into our seventh year of the newsletter. You can also subscribe to our blog, which comes every day, Monday through Friday. And you can hear from us every day on the things that we've got going on around here. And you can do both of those things at our website and check out other things that are there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Barbara Kaufman is on our website. She's all over our website, and her place in our brain trust and peppered around our site in the areas that she's contributed to. Barbara's an author, a motivational speaker, and a world-class entrepreneur. She's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, Attitude. You've heard of the Beatles' White Album? Well, this is the White Book. Barbara Babbitt Kaufman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
A white book. Whatever gave you the idea to make the dust cover white?
Well,
did you get the idea from the Beatles?
I did. I always loved the Beatles' White Album, and I copied it. And I also wanted it. You know, I've been in the bookstore business for umpteen number of years, and I wanted something that would really stand out in a bookstore. You know, most books have writing all over them, and they're busy, and one looks just like the other. Well, mine looks totally different.
You're right about that. It's just one little word besides her name, folks. One little word, attitude.
And don't you think it has attitude?
Well, Barbara, anything that you touch has got some attitude. Because you come with attitude. So what do we need to know about attitude today?
Well, it's the type of thing that you better wake up in the morning. You know, you wake up in the morning and you have two choices in life. You can either, you know, make up your mind. Having an attitude is a habit that you form, and so you can make that habit, wake up, know you're going to be in a good mood, because, you know, all day long, if you're in a good mood and you go to bed at night, you're exhausted. But if you wake up in the morning and you're in a bad mood when you go to bed at night, you're exhausted. So if it takes the same amount of energy to be in a good mood as a bad mood, why not teach yourself to be in a good mood?
Absolutely.
More often?
I was talking to a young lady that I know the other day, and I could tell that she wasn't exactly, you know, very chipper. And I said, are you a little grumpy? And she said, maybe. And I said, well, why are you grumpy? She says, do I have to have a reason? I said, absolutely.
Well, that's how
I need to know right now. Why are you grumpy? If you can't come up with a good answer, don't be grumpy.
And see, the thing people don't realize is it's truly no different than learning to brush your teeth. You make that a habit. You can make being in a good mood. You just wake up in the morning, talk to yourself, and go, I'm going to be in a good mood today. Say that over and over again, and you'll be amazed how many days will be good.
Well, grumpy and entrepreneur just don't go together.
That's very true.
Those two things, that's like oil and vinegar, right? They just don't go together. And what is it about people who think that this their inalienable right to be grumpy first thing in the morning? You know, you hear people, it's almost like a badge of honor for them. You know what I mean? Well, I'm always grumpy in the morning. Everybody knows to leave me alone until I've had my first cup of coffee. Well, you know what? Hogwash.
You
don't have a right to do that.
Right, and it's a choice that they made, and if that's, you know, and they need to.
But they're cultivating. They're not just making a choice, Barbara. They're cultivating this. This is like who they are, and they need to change that part of who they are.
Right, but they have to realize. I mean, you know, the first step in anything is realizing what you are, and once they realize, hey, I don't want to be grumpy in the morning, then they know that they have a choice that they don't have to be. But I think people get it's a bad habit.
Have you noticed that people who really get excited about their business are not grumpy? They typically have good attitudes. Not that every day is a diamond. You know, some days are a stone. I know that. But basically, the more they get into their business, the more they see what they're working hard for is starting to making it happen. That the more that happens, that they're more likely to have a good attitude. Have you noticed that?
Well, you know, when you're a leader, when you're a boss, when you are, or want to be one of the two things, having the good attitude is the most important thing because it permeates throughout your team. You know, whether your team is one person or 10 people, you can't be grumpy. You can't be in a bad mood because that's what's going to, all of a sudden, everybody that you're leading is going to be just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be successful. I mean, the successful people in life are those that have the positive attitude because they lead with a positive attitude. It's the corporate culture.
I think there are two aspects to that, Barbara. I'll see what you think about this. Number one, if you're really successful, I think the really successful people are the people that are who are the most curious. And I don't think I've ever met a curious person with a bad attitude, a really curious person with a bad attitude. That's one. And so if you're curious, you're going to learn more. And number two, if you have a good attitude and you aren't grumpy, people are going to want to be around you. They're going to want to tell you things that you need to know.
Exactly. They're going to want to please you and so forth. Yeah, I think absolutely. You got to be curious. I mean, I think you're right on. I mean, those are two great components of leadership and, being curious and being successful and having your good attitude. Because, again, that's what sometimes people don't understand. They think having a good attitude is, being perky and this and that and happy and smiling. I mean, all those things are important. I think a smile is like you can accomplish so much with a smile. But, there are other leaders that are very successful that have a different style. But they still have a positive attitude. They still know they can make it happen. They still are curious. They're still looking for, making it better and inspiring people without being this,
Well, what you're saying is you can be a leader without being a cheerleader.
Yes. And you are a cheerleader. I do believe, though, that you're a cheerleader in your own way. It doesn't have to be a rah-rah cheerleader.
In other words, you can be a cheerleader without the pom-poms. Is that what you're saying?
That's even better.
Stand by. Barbara Kaufman. Barbara Babbitt Kaufman is our guest. She's the author of Attitude. She got a pretty darn good attitude, too, folks. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm not the least bit grumpy today.
Baby, just how you feel.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Barbara Babbitt Kaufman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. That's K-A-U-F-M-A-N, her last name. And the book is called Attitude. It's the white book. And it'll go right next to your white album, right next to your Beatles white album. Now, this is kind of winter white, though, because it's okay after Labor Day, right? This white.
Well, I think they now say you can wear white anytime.
They do? They say that? Who says that? Women say that?
Yeah, I think that the fashion gurus have sort of changed their...
You mean women have lightened up about stuff like that?
I think they have. And plus, the fact, I think that's a very Southern thing.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you. Hey, what... By the way, give us your website, please, before we go.
Attitudeisit.com.
Attitudeisit.com. What do we find when we get there?
You will find everything you need to know about me and more. Plus, you will get newsletters, the past ones. You can sign up for a current one. And you will get all kinds of great things to make you have a great attitude today.
What do you think what do we have to do? Let's say that we got somebody out there, you know, all the people that we haven't ticked off because we told them they shouldn't be grumpy anymore. We got one person listening who says, okay, I know I'm grumpy. I don't want to be that way anymore. You know, I'm Bob. I'm grumpy. How do I fix this? How do we fix Bob?
Well, the first thing I think Bob can do is have a mantra. And, you know, some people say to me, what in the world is a mantra? Well, a mantra is an inspiring statement that we say over and over again to ourselves to give us focus and energy. And my mantra happens to be, make it happen. Mm-hmm. Whenever I need to do something, I say to myself, Barbara, make it happen, make it happen. And eventually, it really and truly propels me forward to get whatever I need to do done, whether it's to go out for a run or to get the first chapter of my book written. So to Bob, I would say, get a mantra, and his should be, I'm going to be happy today. I'm going to be happy today. And he needs to focus on it, say it over and over again, and that, to me, would be my advice for step number one.
Well, but see, Bob's saying, you know what, there's nothing wrong with me. It's all these other people that are making me grumpy. It's not me.
Well, you know, I think that if you don't realize, and I would find that very hard to believe, that he truly doesn't realize that he's grumpy.
Oh, no, Barbara. There are a lot of people like that.
I think that they all know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. People know. They might tell you they don't know. But, you know, it's like you said before, people are telling them, they're saying, I'm always grumpy in the morning. I can't function until I have my cup of coffee. You know, people know what they're like. It's the rare exception that really and truly
But they think that's okay. My point is they think that's, if it's the way they are, it must be okay.
Well, then they need a wake-up call, and we're telling them right now, this morning, that if people are telling you and you're saying that you need that cup of coffee first, get over it. Move on. Get your mantra and start the day off without that attitude, and you will be shocked at what you will accomplish.
Well, and see, that's the word, accomplish, that I want to land on for a minute, because somebody out there, Bob is saying, or maybe another Barbara is out there saying, well, you know, why don't you guys leave me alone, and why don't you just let me be? I mean, what am I hurting you? Well, it's not about us, folks. It's about you. What are you accomplishing? Is your attitude such that it's holding you back? Are you, if you want to be a business owner, can you imagine, think about this, Barbara, can you imagine somebody out there saying, I want to start my own business, and at the same time they know that they've got a bad attitude? Those two things just won't go together.
Well, I don't think anybody would have that positive of a thought that they want to start their own business if they have a bad attitude. And you can't, you know, bad attitudes take time. You know, think about it. I mean, you really can't function and be productive and accomplish things when you're in that bad mood or that grumpy mood. That's a perfect example of why an entrepreneur or a successful business person can't have that attitude, because every hour, every minute is important. I mean, mm-hmm. When you are an entrepreneur, you are thinking about your business 24/7. It's not just when you're in the office. And I think all successful people, I mean, they can turn it on, turn it off, but basically they're always thinking of ways to make their adventure better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I can remember when my kids were little, being at the dinner table, and all of a sudden I'd hear one of the kids say, Dad, come back to the table. Where'd you go?
And they could tell
that I had wandered back to the office.
And really, and so many times, the best thoughts come when you're outside of the office. You know, that's why I feel like it's so important that people do go to seminars, even if the seminar is not great. You know, sometimes you leave a seminar and you go, that wasn't really that great. But it gives you a chance to think without being in that mode of, you know, usually when you're in the office, you're always putting out mm-hmm. fires. You know, mm-hmm. you're always dealing with something. And so you don't really have time to look at the big picture.
I got 30 seconds left, Barbara. Would you say that a great way to get a better attitude is to go be around people, even if it hurts a little bit?
Absolutely. And one reason I feel that way is because, you know, one of the worst times in my life was when I went through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And I used to talk to my dad, you know, I'd be unhappy, and he'd mm-hmm. go, he'd always tell me, go out.
Hey, Barbara, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
AttitudeIsIt.com.
The book is called Attitude. It's the white book. Thanks, Barbara. See you next time. Barbara Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Blaine McCormick will be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.